As I mentioned, as we've been talking about during this show, there are so many people today who are publishers. They publish their own books. And Susan Niederauer, a former debutante, former Fiesta queen, a former cop, is one of those, a native of Pensacola. She's written a book called Cold Case at Ellison. And I can't believe you've written a murder mystery. Why? How long did it take? And did you always want to be a writer to come up with this great big novel of yours?
I always wanted to be a writer. I went to college to work on my degree in journalism. I got my master's in English, and Cold Case in Ellison is the development of my master's thesis into a full novel.
How long did it take you to write this full novel and get this published? I mean, you published it yourself. This is not an inexpensive thing.
It took me maybe 7 years between finishing my thesis and getting it to the point where it is today. And that's a lot of time not working on it as well, and hurricane interruptions and things of
children.
That sort. Children, family. As far as the expense is concerned, because I'm married to a web genius and a guy who can do anything on the internet, he was able to do all the work necessary for Amazon so that I didn't have to hire anyone to do that. So I was lucky in that way that the expenses were very minimal for me.
All right, you mentioned Amazon. You do have hardcover or softcover editions of the book, do you not?
I have a paperback, and it's also available on Kindle.
Okay, that's what I want to talk to you about. Now, you're with Amazon, which is Kindle. How is that working? And how much do you have to pay them for this?
They keep a percentage of my gross, and as of March this month, I have more Kindle sales than I do paperback, which is kind of shocking to me and very interesting to know that many people out there are indeed using the Kindle.
Have you used Kindle yet?
No.
Well, now I think there's going to be an author's fair in Milton in Florida Town, the Florida Town Auction Mall, I believe, May 22nd, and all the local authors are going to be there. Are you going to be there? Are you going to have your soft cover, your paperback, there? I mean, how do people buy books today if they don't want to go on Amazon?
I've started carrying them in the trunk of my car only because wherever I am, people ask me if they can buy a copy of my book. Of course, I get a discount and buy them in bulk, so I can do that. And that's what I'll do in Florida Town. I'll bring my books with me and happily sell and sign and meet the people there who want to meet the local authors.
Okay, well, that's May 22nd. We'll mark that down. Now, do you plan on writing any more books and doing it this way? Were you prepared for what it takes to publish your own book?
Publishing your book, it's kind of like giving birth. You know, you've got this thing that you've created, and then you put it out there. You put it out into the world. You send it off on the school bus, and that's sort of the same idea behind putting my book out there. It's a scary thought. It's been an interesting process. I've met some wonderful people because of it, and it's also humbling. It's humbling to know people buy it, and it's also humbling to wonder why others don't.
Do you plan on writing another one?
I do. I have lots of ideas swirling, but I'm trying to spend as much time as I can on this book and getting the word out and marketing it as best I can. So it's on hold right now, but I do have ideas.
All right, let's talk about the book for a moment. Cold Case at Ellison. Now, you were a policewoman in Milton, I believe. Okay. This is not taken at Ellison Field, which we all automatically think of. This is a place called Ellison.
No, I grew up on Scenic Highway near Ellison Field, so I tried to use names and places that were familiar to, to the readership, at least the local readership, and employ places that I knew. Most of my police-related, police-related events that are in the book were actual events, maybe twisted a little bit, but actual events. So, you know, there's a lot of truth in the book, although, as the synopsis tells you, my grandmother was killed. My grandmother indeed was not killed.
Oh, okay. Have your children read the book?
No, I wanted them to be a little bit older, and this summer I will let them read my book. They're 12 and 13.
Well, all 12 and 13-year-olds love to go to Joe Patty Seafood because they can look and stare at all the fish. You know, I have a tendency to talk more about the items that are found in Amangiare than I do about the seafood because I take it for granted everyone knows their seafood at Joe Patty Seafood. But just as an exercise in rarity, let's go over some of the seafood that is available at Joe Patty. From peel shrimp, cherry stone clams, cooked lobsters, amberjack, Atlantic salmon, pompano, snapper, whole and dressed, brim, whole and dressed, mullet, whole and dressed, Spanish mackerel, ribbon fish, monk. You name the kind of fish, they've got it at Joe Patty Sea. Are you a Joe Patty Seafood shopper?
I think later today I'll go by there and get some shrimp.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's already steamed, or you peel your own and do your own?
I'll probably peel my own and make a shrimp Alfredo.
Oh, okay. They, you must, speaking of Alfredo, which has nothing to do with it, you must try their pasta and spinach. It comes in a carton. It is wonderful. It's made right there at Joe Patty Seafood. Frank told me about it a couple of weeks ago. I had never tasted it. I've been missing it in the cases all this time, and it is super, super, as are you, and I thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, as soon as you publish another book, autograph it, and we'll do another show.
You bet.
Thank you, and please join me again on Conversations, brought to you by Joe Patty Seafood.